WRPD 448 monitoring. WRVV 690 mobile. WRPV 448 monitoring. WRCP 544, monitoring and frequency. Hopefully they've got something to cure what ails you. Alright, we'll talk to you probably tomorrow morning. This is WSBT 916 Mobile. WRPB44A. Would that be you, Josh? This is Kurt. Over. WRPB44A, Kurt, from Groveland Township, clear. WSUQ 436. Can you hear me out there? WSUQ 436. Anybody got me?
WFM 306 got you in Detroit. Over.
All right, switching back over to 3.
USCM 306 standing by 3.
WZX218, standing by.
Station 218, WIUG48.
WRZX218.
Good morning, Stu.
WSEL radio checkpoint 3 out there.
WSEL 475, come back with that radio check, reading you loud and clear.
Loud and clear here as well on 12 and 9, radio out.
WSEL 475 out.
WSCI 783 to station 329, copy.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing for radio check, WSEA 848.
WRZP 544. Have you loud and clear in Sheboygan County, sir?
That sounds good. I appreciate that. I'm down in here in Detroit today to do some business, and I figured I'd key up this mobile I got to keep in my pickup, and I'm usually not around here. I'm usually up there around Mason and Fenton Group. My name is Bill, and I live up there in Fenton, Michigan, so I'm going to wave her hand, and we're not going to tie up the channel too much. This is WSEA 848. We're clear, back to you.
Okay, copy. Radio is crystal clear. Modulation is wonderful. Enjoy your day. Data travels. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County. Monitoring the frequency.
We appreciate it there, Bob, coming back to us. And you have a wonderful afternoon. Enjoy this weather. WESA 8848, we're clear. Good day.
Roger that. Mobile safely. WRZP 544.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, portable, Saginaw monitoring.
WRYV 421 mobile.
This is WRCY 565 waving a hand. Good afternoon.
WRCY 565, WRYV 421. How you doing, Donald? Just driving home here.
Yes, good afternoon. I'm not really doing much today. I got a spreadsheet work to do, but our tower is in a bit of a COVID situation right now, and they're closing down part of the tower and asking us to stay in place for the next week. So I don't know about breakfast for myself yet. I will get COVID tested tomorrow morning, and I will get COVID tested Saturday morning. We have a Beaumont Medical Center right across the street from me, so I will get double-checked, and if I'm okay, I'll be there Saturday.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, hopefully it's not, and you'll be okay, and we'll see you on Saturday morning. But definitely take care of yourself. Take some rest.
Well, I know I'm okay, but as a precautionary, they just put the yellow flag alert out around noon, and the common areas of the tower are going to be closed for the next week. I mean, it doesn't mean I can't come out of my apartment, I can't do things, but I will get up tomorrow morning and get checked, and then Saturday morning I will go back and get checked again, and if everything's good, I'll be at breakfast, and if there's any flags on my behalf, I will not be there.
Sounds good. Yeah, I haven't been feeling all that well myself. Not feeling sick or anything, but it's probably just because I got up at about 3 a.m. this morning. So it's been a long day and still quite a ways to go. And I'm in stop-and-go traffic, as usual, on 696 West. This is lovely.
Yeah, I can understand that, but I don't even know what area of the tower has been affected or what. But they just put out that we are reaching the levels to where there's COVID cases and... they asked if you have it to report it to the front office and with my weekly checkups and stuff like that. I know I've been fine, and my last weekly checkup was earlier today, and I was fine. And I came home and found that this notification was on my door that it's throughout the whole tower. And I said, okay, so it's like I'm just staying in place. I'm not going anywhere till Friday night, date night, as long as that's not hampered. But, yeah, it's just, you know, sometimes I think it's a little over the top. But when you have seniors here that are much, much older than me, you got to be careful. So you don't want to take a chance.
Absolutely, you got to take care of the seniors and be safe and not be stupid about going places. I can't tell you how many times I've seen people come to work sick. I just don't get it. But anyway, yeah. All right, Donald. I'm approaching the section where I'm going to have to use the manual shifter. So... I'll let you go, and I hope everything will be well, and I will get to see you on Saturday. I'll be clear on your final. This is WRYB421. Until next time.
Copy all that. Again, I feel fine. I've been fine. And when I see the therapist on, well, I used to see him on Mondays and Thursdays. Now I only see them on Thursdays and my chiropractor on Monday. And my heart doctor the first Tuesday of every month. So two out of three of those I get checked. And, you know, they're part of the clinic service here. So it's free. It doesn't cost me anything. It's a quick swab. They give results in, like, less than 5 minutes. And then you go through physical therapy, and then you're done. So when I went through it this morning, I was clean. So I was surprised to see the notice on the door when I got back. But anyway, I'm not worried, but I'm just going to be precautionary for the next 36 hours or so or whatever it is. And if I have anything, I'll let Sean know, because Sean's the one who picks me up. And, you know, we'll go it from there. But I'll talk. I'll let Sean know later. Or if he's listening, he'll know what's going on. Oh, that's right, you signed off, I forgot. My bad. WRCY 565, we're clear for now.
WRCY 565, WRFX 966. Waving my hand as I'm driving by.
I saw somebody flip the bird, but you know, you said you waved your hand, so it must not have been you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can see much above the top of this truck, but I just stick my hand out the window anyway. Yeah, I just drove by. I'm on my way from 12 and John R. back to Kenneth Van Dyke. Roger.
Where I'm positioned, I cannot see DeQuinder at all, so you're safe either way. you know, Sean picks on me a couple times. He'll go by and tell me to have my windows open. If you get a distinct whiff of Chinese food, that's him going by. And he tries to make me jealous. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, you probably heard we got a COVID situation here. I know I'm okay at the moment, but we'll see what happens between now and Saturday morning. I'll go to Beaumont across the street and get checked tomorrow morning. And then I think they open up at 6 or 7 on Saturdays. I'm not sure if they open up at 8, I might even have time to run over there and get a quick check. But, you know, if I'm there, I'm there. If not, you'll know why.
I'm not going to be there. I have a golf outing to do out in Hertz Township. So I'll be driving to there at 8 o'clock, 8:30 in the morning.
All right, well, do take care and just continue to take care of my SBS 100.
I'm handling it with white gloves on.
Copy that. Have a good day and enjoy your golf outing. Take care. WRCY 565.
Well, good luck with you on your health issue there, and we look forward to seeing you shortly in the future. WRFX 966 clear.
WSBQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
WSBA 943 for a radio check.
WSCI 783, I hear you loud and clear.
Thank you much, sir. Appreciate that.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy.
W213 to WSCI 783, can you copy me?
W213, this is 783, how is it going?
Okay, very good. Yeah, I can understand what you're saying, but it's very staticky. Over.
Or I should say Tuesday, got the Chevelle all cleaned up and waxed and went to turn it over, and I got a new battery I just bought, and the trunk got installed. Over. Every bit of 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, absolutely, got the money's worth on that one.
I bought a diehard this time. Tomorrow, camper is going to be stored. I'm going to winterize it in the morning and then run it over to the indoor storage for the season.
Yep, I suspect you're not going to have time to fuck with that anymore as far as any shifts. You've got some stuff coming up.
You got it. All right. Well, this is WSCI 783. I'm clear up your final.
WSCW213 with the static clear for now. We're not so clear, but I will be directing. You have a good rest of today.
WIUG 488. This is WRNW 329. 329, go ahead. WIUG 488. How you doing this afternoon, Jack? Good. How about you, Tim? You just get off of work? Not too long ago, run a few errands and headed back home there. Over. Tim, you sound good. Was that, are you on a handheld?
I'm on my DD20G. I'm in the mobile.
Man, you're sounding good. Really, honestly, you're sounding really, very good. And a clear, clear voice. Roger?
Should be okay. If I get any closer to that repeater, I'll probably run into the building there. Copy.
You're not on the high watch, are you? Are you on the high?
I believe so. I haven't switched it over.
You just switched over to medium?
No, I haven't switched yet. I was driving. We haven't done no switches yet.
But anyhow, you're sounding good anyhow. But usually, when you drive, because you always there. Roger?
Copy. You're breaking up on my end for some reason. The signal's dropping right out, but your modulation's still there.
The reason why, because I'm all around 5 wide, I'm outside talking to you. Roger?
Okay, maybe that's why. Plus, I'm moving, too. But, anything going on 10 meters today?
I didn't hear nobody. I don't know, maybe some people at work, but usually, you know, I mean, it gets busy around maybe 11 o'clock, 10:30, something like that.
All right, I copy that. I haven't hooked my HF radio up for a little while. I figure if the conditions are good, maybe I can hook up. I've got my dipole in the backyard. I got to be outside, but I haven't had time to play with it. But maybe I will this evening and get it hooked up before dark, see if I can get anything.
Well, yesterday about 7 o'clock, Ohio came in, but last night, no Ohio at all. Roger?
Copy that. Well, during the week off and on, I heard some stations coming through from Ohio. There's one guy didn't get his numbers. A little scratchy, but it was coming through. And I heard another guy earlier in the week coming through loud and clear. It's like he was over here.
Talk about, I got 918 or 978, that old man. He worked for a real, he's a railroad man.
Oh yeah, I copy that. Yeah, that's probably the same guy. I didn't get the numbers, I was just listening in. I was busy doing some other stuff, so I didn't get all of the numbers or anything. But the condition's been pretty good off and on with these. Well, today we got clouds, but before that we had clear, clear skies. Over.
You know what, Tim? 3 days ago, I don't know if you heard me talking to New York. In the morning was, and this is WIUG 48.
No, I didn't hear you. I probably was at work and didn't have my radio on. Normally it's not, it's hard to hear my speaker when I'm at work. It's a little noisy. But I do monitor once in a while to see who's out there. But no, I heard you talking about them, but I didn't hear you talking to them there. Over.
Yeah, I was talking to him. He said he just got in the office and he turned that radio on and all that. I also, a couple of days ago too, I talked to the guy from Chicago, Illinois.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good for conditions. I was still thinking about on my antenna, switching it out. Anyway, I got that GMRS antenna. I think it's a 200 watt. I can't remember the correct name for it, but I'm looking at another one. It's a 2 meter. It looks like the same antenna that I have, but only it's a 2 meter 440. That's probably going to work better for me, I believe.
If it's UHF, VHF, just the one, you know, that harvest I was telling you about, it'll do the same thing, on 2 meter and 70 centimeter. Roger?
Copy that. I see there's one on there. A guy has one on the marketplace. He's in Rochester Hills. He wants, I think about $100 for it, but he said he'll take 80. But I don't know how long it is. I want to say it's about 4 feet long, and it's got the three horizontals coming off the bottom. Same like the one I got, two pieces screws together, fiberglass.
Well, before you go there, ask them if the UHF, VHF. See, even that, I don't know what to tell you, but I'll be honest with you, I would not get it because it's the same thing what we got. If you got the same as mine, that Harbin 6200, that will do the same thing. It only needs your radio, that's all.
I copy, but mine, I bought mine, it says it's GMRS only, it's a Ford. Yes, GMRS antenna, doesn't say 2 meter 440. The one that I have.
No, Tim. Here's the way. If you have a UHF, VHF, that antenna is yours. UHF, VHF, it's the same thing. Don't worry about that GMRS. But if it's GMRS, it says, and that's all, and it doesn't have UHF, VHF, then that's no good.
For what I what it's telling me is it's for GMRS frequencies. That's it. Doesn't say 2 meter 440. I haven't checked the match on it yet, but I probably should check the match just to see if I'm getting a loss or not.
SF, this is where it goes. If UHF, VHF is not going to tell you it's 2 meter, 70 centimeter, no. It's not going to tell you that, okay? And if it says GMRS, GMRS only, if it's a UHF, VHF, and believe me, don't get into that 2 meter, 70 centimeter, no. Because they're all the same. If it's UHF, VHF, you know what I mean? Mine is UHF, VHF, but I'm using it for, what they call it, GMRS, only now.
Copy that. I'm just trying to find mine here on my purchases. I'm back home now just to see if it, pretty sure it's just the GMRS frequency, the 462, and that's it. Up to, I don't know what the limit or max or minimum is on it, on frequency. But I guess if I want to talk 2 meter 440, I probably should get a different antenna. I don't know. Even I thought about a set of beams. Put some beams up there and a tripod and a rotor.
Well, let me tell you. First of all, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. The beam, you don't need them because that's all you got is a technician lesson. You need the beam when you go up higher. That's what you need, the beam. Don't go out there and spend that money, man. Save that much, Tim.
I can probably hit some other repeaters farther away. I don't know. Yeah, I can hit some more repeaters a little farther away instead of beams. I mean, the conditions are right.
I want to tell you another thing. Those ham repeaters, that's all they go. No more than like 100 miles, that's all. You got that? Not going to go nowhere after that.
Copy that. There's one on the 2 meters I talk on, and it's over the other side of Sarnia, a little ways away. But they got a connected, I don't know how many they're connected to, but it's a link system, so it goes pretty far.
See that? That's what I'm telling you. If they got it connected, yeah, it can go far, it's no problem, because they're all connected. But if they're not connected, that's all you can get out, 50 to 75 miles. And I know that. Except to you, Tim, you do what you want. Get the beans, I'm not saying, but hold on to that money till you get the other license. And this is WIAT 48.
Copy that. This antenna says 460 to 470. That's what it says on the instructions on here.
Say GMRS.
It's GMRS, 460 to 470 megahertz. UHF, 72 dB gain on it. It just says UHF base antenna.
That's about it.
The one I got, it says HYS, it's a 200 watt, it says GMRS. So that's why I'm thinking about switching it over to a UHF, VHF, and I think it has more dB gain on it. The high dB on the 2 meter, high meter on the 770 centimeter, and I think about 8 or 9 dB gain, something like that on the 70 centimeter. A little bit less on the 2 meter. Copy. That's why I say I was looking at another antenna. I had one online for sale. I did double check it, but it says UHF, VHF. It got high dB gains on it, but it looks just like the one that I have.
I see what you're saying. Okay. And the DX engineer, they have that UHF. They have the UHF antenna only for GMRS. Okay, and there's another company in Amazon, they have two of them too. It says UHF here, it says UHF. And that's no good. If you want to go to VHF, UHF, then you gotta look for a different one.
Copy. I haven't had this one that long, so I get another antenna, maybe I can get rid of this one that I have. Maybe someone would be interested in it, I don't know.
Seven vacant switches. I have some vacant switches. Or take a buy down or something like that. Half a price or something like that.
Just a personal guy online selling it, so I'll check it out. If not, it's there. I can always get rid of the one I got after and get at least half my money back anyway.
Yeah, it will get you half your money down at least. It's better from, you know, I don't know about the guy online, you know what I mean? He's right, probably. If you like that, you know. Then he cannot get rid of that first one. Roger.
I copy that. All right, Jack, let me cut you loose for now. I'm sitting in the driveway here. Maybe I'll catch you on a handheld and do a couple things inside here. We'll talk to you a little bit later. You copy?
I just said anytime. Anyhow, you take care and you have a good day. WIUG 48, clear.
Hi, Jack. I always appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon. WRNW 329, we're clear.
WSEG417 out of Westland on station and monitoring. Joey Girl, are you out there?
WSEG417, I am out here.
Oh, I got you coming in nice and clear. You must be close.
I'm on 6 Mile in Middlebelt.
Well, close enough.
Yep, not too far. I'm pulling into the credit union now.
All right, well, good luck.
Yes, thank you.
Whiskey Sierra Echo Golf 482 on the handheld for radio check.
Copy radio check. Loud clear. RQX 245.
Appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much. 82 back out.
Yes, no problem, anytime. WRUX 245, standing by.
WRBY 660 mobile.
WIUG, put it in, go ahead.
How you doing, Jack?
Very good, how about you?
What's that? You cut out a little bit.
Okay, but... you know, the audio a little bit higher, I think. I just...
You were a little rough on that one. Where you at?
I'm on Dequindre, 19 mile. Roger.
Yep, copy that. You were better that time around. You heading home?
Oh, I gotta go to Kroger. I gotta go over my daughter's house because I got some lottery tickets. I haven't seen them in 4 months.
You haven't seen your daughter in 4 months?
Lottery tickets. They were on the table. They've been out there for 4 months. I don't know if they won or not. I was out there, 2 days ago with my daughter's house.
Okay, I gotcha.
So how you doing? You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing real good. Just driving home from work. Time is at 6 o'clock, so I'm ready to get home, eat some dinner, and do nothing for the rest of the night.
You're right. The winter is very busy. I don't know why, but looks like everybody just got out of work right now.
Yeah, it's kind of how Hall Road is right now, too, so I'm hoping I can make it to 53 and get out of here.
So over Captain Don over that way?
He's, I think he's northeast.
On the west side, correct?
I'm not as west as you are. I'm just west of 53 in Elmont.
So you moved out of there, out of the first place.
Yeah, I used to be on the east side when I was in Armada, but we went further northwest from there. We're about 20 minutes northwest of where we used to be.
That's good. Anyhow, he came down a little bit more, which is good. Roger.
No, I moved further north.
I see. And like open land over that way, isn't it?
Yep, farm country, which was exactly what we wanted. We wanted to get out of the village we were living in, so we got 2 1/4 acres and a nice ranch, so we're very happy.
Good, I'm glad for you anyhow. So I haven't heard you on the radio for a while. Roger?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Jack. Thank you. And I was on a radio hiatus. I had a lot of stuff going on. My third one was born in January, and then I started plotting and planning switching jobs at about the same exact time we started planning on selling our house. So then we were going through selling the house and buying a house, and then I was switching jobs. So I really didn't have a whole lot of time to play radio, but now that we're settled in and have a new norm, which is a beautiful thing, you know, I know when I'm going to be in the truck, I know when I'm going to be at home, I know when my wife's going to work, like I can actually do some things that I want to do again, so it's starting to improve.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that from you, really. I'm glad to hear you back on the radio for a little bit.
Me too. I missed it. I do enjoy radio. I enjoy talking to you guys. It's nice to do in the truck, for sure. I don't work from home anymore, so it was a big motivating factor to get back on the air and put something in my truck to where I can, you know, catch up with y'all and have something to do while I'm driving home.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that really from you. We'll talk to you some other time. And I'm almost on my destination. I will talk to you a little bit later. And good to hear from you, honestly. You take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 488.
All right, Jack. Always good talking to you, man. We'll keep in touch, and I'm sure you'll hear from me soon. WRBY 660, I'll be clear. WRCZ
880. Somebody cruising into the danger zone. WRCY 565. WRCY 565 is clear.
Sorry about that, Donald. I went behind some trees and it was a little rough and tough. Yeah, I'm on the outskirts of the repeater's reach, heading towards the should get better from here.
Ah, copy that. I was planning on making a trip up your way to see my sister-in-law, but it comes to find out she may have moved down towards Jackson
to be closer to one of her daughters, but I don't have that confirmed. So my trip up there got canceled this year. WRCY565, yeah, we copy you. Just a tad scratchy, but you're making it in there quite well.
Roger that. Yeah, they closed down our Rite Aid pharmacy in Lewiston, so I guess I gotta come over to Gaylord to get my medicines now.
Yeah, as far as I know, Rite Aids are completely shut down and gone here in, down here in my end of town, and I think they're hooking you up with CVS automatically, or I don't think, I don't know about Walgreens, but there is another, maybe Walmart, I think. I think are your two choices, CVS and Walmart.
Yeah, they set me up with Walgreens. This was the first time I've done it with them. They didn't have one of my medicines in stock, so I've been waiting a couple days. They said it would be here today. It wasn't here of this morning. And then all of a sudden it popped up and said it was there. So Laura and I decided we better go get it. I've been off of it for a couple days.
Copy, but you sound normal to me. It doesn't sound like you flipped out any or anything just yet. And, you know, can't get Laura's still alive.
Yeah, it's a breathing medication, so it's not the life-saving heart medication that I'm on. So, you know, breathing gets a little bit more difficult, but not impossible. So, it's only been a couple days. I'll be glad to have it back, though, I'll tell you that.
Copy that. Do you guys still have any, like, Canadian wildfire smoke or anything still going on up there?
I hear talks of it now and then on the news, but I haven't noticed it, like, you know, in here like it was last year.
Yeah, even down here they may talk about it, but not like last year where you can actually physically, you know, see it. And, you know, the skies were, like, dull or a little foggy, not so much smoky, but you could see the haze and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I've been monitoring it, and like I said earlier in the year, they were talking about it. And with your health issues up there, I was wondering if it was still a problem or not.
I think mine are more related to the Greg smoke problem, not the Canadian smoke.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. I mean, it's just, you know, does it, I mean, it's got to be hindering it, though. You know, having the self-inflicted one, and then you don't need anything else on top of it to compound the problem. So, okay, well, you know, I mean, you're sounding better, too, as you get closer to town. So, definitely, all good. What's new in the world of Clucky's Chicken?
Yeah, I didn't catch just the tail end. I think you asked a question at the end. Go again.
While you're up in Gaylord, I was going to ask, how's the world of Clucky's Chicken? Is it still in business?
Oh, that's in our town in Lewiston, but yeah, they're still in business. They haven't been carrying the breast, you know, the fried breasts anymore. So you can get, like, chicken strips and chicken wings and stuff like that, but you can't get the breast. So we have not been going there. But after we get my medicine, I'm going to take Laura to Big Boys.
I remember back in the 60s, there was a Big Boys in Gaylord, east of I-75, down the main road as you get off the exit. Would that be the same one, by chance?
Yeah, I think the town here has given me some repeat troubles. Yes. West of 75.
Yeah, you might be having some transmission problems, but I heard you say something about west of I-75. I remember in the 60s when my sister was going to college up at Northern Michigan, we'd stop in there on the way up, and I thought it was always east. But then again, I was only 13, 14 years of age, and I may not have had my directions right back then.
Yeah, Donald, I'm losing you here in the downtown area, so I'm going to be on the side, keep my eyes on the road here and go get my meds and go get something to eat. Have a good evening there. We'll talk to you when we get done eating dinner. Love you, RK. You too.
Okay, copy that. Catch you later. Enjoy your evening and dinner and all that. We'll catch you maybe on the way back. WRCY 565, we're clear.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Box, monitoring the frequency.
Hey there, Bob. This is WRVG 829, Macomb County. Jeff, how are you today?
Well, if it was any better up here at the tip of the neck, it'd be illegal, brother.
Yeah, you kind of faded out a little bit towards the bottom there, but I got the general gist of it anyway. We're having a beautiful day down here, too. It's 83 degrees. Sun's slowly setting right now. And all is well, sir. Over.
Roger that. All good, copy. Yeah, no, it's a beautiful day up here. It's like yourself, the sun is going down. The trees are just starting to turn colors up here, and it's getting to be beautiful. Pretty much kayaking and fishing and canoeing the Pigeon River today, so yeah, it doesn't get any better than that, Roger.
You're probably a good solid 3 to 4 weeks ahead of us on the tree color. We're a little bit behind the curve on that all the time anyway. You guys beat us out by quite a bit, but
It's coming. We can see the very, very beginnings of it. It's attached to some of the trees. Not all of them by any stretch, but we're going to have it before too long. And I'm looking forward to a beautiful time of the year. Over.
Wholeheartedly concur with that one, sir. All of our critters year-round go good with potatoes, sir. Roger.
Yeah. It's turning into a nice fall. Understand that we might be getting kind of a rough winter this year with that La Nina thing, though. So not looking forward to that, but I don't know. I guess we kind of deserve one. We haven't had a really snowy winter in years and years now down here.
Years ago, we had the blizzard here. I had 6 foot stacked up against the house. One ton. But we'll take what we get. We're prepared for it, as you can guess, and I imagine likewise. So, no, we take the seasons. We grew what Mother Nature offers us, and blessed to have it. And MIA is the system we're talking on, Roger.
Yep, completely agree on that one, that's for sure. Well, Bob, I'm getting to my destination here, so I will catch you another time, sir. It was a pleasure talking to you this evening, and I'll be on the side for your final. This is WRVG 829.
WRVG 829, WRZP 544. A pleasure on this end, sir, having you in my receipt. Best to you and yours this evening. I'm sure we'll do it again. Thank you, and drive safely. WRZP 544, clear monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, WIUG 488, Jack, are you on the frequency, sir?
IUG 48, grab Bob.
Any other counties, I'm in Sheboygan County, tip of the myth. Is anybody else having mass casualty drills this evening? I copy the mail up here on quite a bit of the communication to go on, Roger. Safety purposes, they are just mass casualty drills that are going on up north end. Drills, not actual events, people. So I was just curious if any other county was having. WRZP 544, clear the network.
Station 544, WIUG 48. Go ahead, Bob.
IUG 488, WRZP 544 for identification purposes. Hey, Jack, curious. I don't know if you heard my transmission there. I've been copying the mail on casualty events. I received exercises up here for about the last 40 minutes.
Bob, I copy you, but you're getting cut off. I don't know what's the reason. Maybe you're on a handheld. Roger?
Roger that. We'll go one more time, Jack. How's that? Over.
That is excellent. Go ahead. WIUG 48.
I was just curious, Jack, if any other county here in Michigan was having mass casualty drills. They seem to have several going up on here this evening, Roger.
I never heard that one. Roger?
Roger that. It's all the emergency services, you know. God forbid an airline, an airliner should go down or something like that. And that's what they're practicing now. Practicing, I say again, practicing. Mass casualty drill should a mass event take place up north here. Roger.
Roger that. And what day is that?
Been going on for the last, I'm going to say, 27 minutes now, Roger.
No, Bob, I have not heard anything. I had, I have a Channel 7, but they have not said anything about that in the whole state. They should have said something, but they didn't.
He did the same thing I did. The first thing I did was turn down the old shitbox TV there, excuse me. And, of course, then I went in the Radio Shack and fired everything up after I heard it on the portable scanner there. So, yeah, just curious. No, they do them. It happens. They practice, God forbid, I say. Anything should happen. So it's all good up here, brother, though. How about yourself?
I had to do a couple of runaround. I had to go to Kroger, get my medicine out of there. Then I had to go shopping, grocery shopping a little bit. Then I had to go over to my daughter's house. I had 3 tickets, lottery tickets. They've been sitting with me for five months. I don't even know they were in there. I just gave it to them and walked out. And I just came back home. Roger.
Roger, Pat. I did some fishing in the kayaks and canoes today in the Pigeon River here. Great day up here. Promises to be a great evening. Our colors, trees are just now beginning to change, and the trees are dropping their leaves sporadically up here. So looking forward to the change of the season. So I'll bid you a good evening. And, oh, by the way, real quick. I had my phone with me while I was over at Wally World, and I printed out a couple stills of professors down there, and they'll go in a frame there in my radio room, so I wanted to thank you for that, Roger.
No problem. I don't know if you have Professor Don's picture by him by himself, Roger.
Negative. That wasn't in the package that you sent, so go ahead and shoot that to me in the old email there, and I'll take a look at it as well. But I sure did. I had it on my phone, so I figured it. Wally World, yeah. I sure appreciate you sending that to me, Jack. That's something I'll treasure for quite a while. Roger.
Bob, that's no problem. Anytime you like, I'll send you what I can. I have a few other things to send to you, but I will send them to you anyhow. All right, Bob, good talking to you, and you take care. WIUG 488.
Roger that, Jack. Roger that. Always a pleasure, sir. You know, we'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring the network. Have a good evening, sir. Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, Dane. How you doing? WIUG 88. WSTI 847. WIUG
88.
Copy.
Yeah, WSTI 847. How you doing, Jack? Good to hear you out there. Sounds good tonight. Go ahead.
I'm doing fine. How about you? And good to hear you out there. I tried last night for you because everything was open here, and I didn't hear you out that way.
Yeah, I probably missed you there. Yeah, it's got full scale down here tonight. So, yeah, it's pretty open there. So, yeah, real good. I just wondered, did you take the test there yet?
Ben, I didn't go because my daughter called me. She said, I want you to come down here, babysit for my kid. I said, no problem. So I ended up babysitting. Roger?
Hey, Roger, I understand. I just was wondering. So that's good. Well, very good. Yeah, the conditions are good, real good lately. So, but you've been listening on the other ham bands at all, listening around there?
I was in a 10-meter, and a 10-meter was hardly anybody out that way. And I was on a 2-meter. I heard a few people, and really then I didn't get a chance to go on 40-meter. Roger?
Okay, real good, real good. Well, that's good looking around there for sure. So, anyway, Jack, I just glad you got a hold of you there, and you have a great evening there, and good to hear the system real strong down here today, this evening, I guess. So, you have a great rest of the evening there. We'll talk again. WSAI 847, I'll be clear. Cleveland.
All right, Dan. 544, you out there, Bob? Well, Dan, good to hear you, and you take care, and you have a good day. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills.
WSCI 783, mobile to base. Just letting you know, T minus 3 minutes, and the air is on.
Come back there, Chris Chunk. I heard that real good. WRKE 880, just leaving Gaylord.
Sound real good out of Gaylord there. Little staticky, but that's understandable. Sounds very good, though.
WRKE 880 from WRCY 565. You copy your transmission. You're coming in loud and clear. That was a long dinner. Did you leave any big boys burgers left behind for the next person?
I'm in the thick of it, but appreciate the comeback there, Donald. Have a great evening. We'll talk to you later.
Copy that. Have a good evening. WSCY 565 is clear.
WRVV 690 mobile.
It's gotta be so fun. WSDY 438. Hey, 348, 32. Copy. Come on back to 438 there. I didn't catch you. I just got around the corner just before you started talking there. We're here in Isabella County. Southeast corner of Isabella County. South of Mount Pleasant, Michigan. WSDY 438. Appreciate the shout, whoever had to give us a shout out there, but pretty rough and tough on this end. WSDY 438 listed. Looks like it's time for everybody to hook up their 100 waters. Let's do it.
WRVV 525.
WRNW 329. WRNW 329, radio check.
WRNW 329. This is WRVV 525. How are you doing tonight, Tim?
Too bad. I was just trying this antenna out I put up and see how it's working for me, which is sounding like it.
You're sounding good over here in Southfield. I was going to chime in. I heard you talking earlier with Jack. Been a while. I know we had talked before, both on the GMRS and on the ham side. I think we did a couple roundtables with the late, great Don. This is Nick over here in Southfield. What kind of antenna you got right now?
That's not a GMRS, but it's close. I guess it's one of them GP3 Comet, UHF, VHF.
Okay, yeah, I'm running like something, I think it's a diamond I got here now, but yeah, just the dual band UHF, VHF thing. I just found one that's on a handheld right now. Are you on a handheld too, or you got your base set up?
The mobile out of the vehicle here, and got it hooked up to a power supply. And the antenna's up about maybe 35 feet or so. Second story, just clearing the rooftop.
Okay, yeah, you got some good height on that. That's good, then. It's sounding good. I'm not sure how much power you're running, but it's getting the job done. No problem there.
A 50 watt.
How's your match?
Medium power. They got a 4 settings on this thing. I'm not sure what medium is. I'll have to look at the manual. But I was on the 2 meter. I don't know where Lambton County is, but they said it sounds pretty good on wherever that repeater in Lambton County, and I'll have to look it up.
That's good, you're getting out there. That's 35 feet is good height, and you can push a little power by it. You can get some distance on that, especially this is nice. We get the warm days and the cool nights with good band conditions that get some openings, get a little farther out there.
All right, I guess the conditions have been pretty good lately, these clear skies. Where the weather's been, no rain. I had a little cloud today, but just before that sun goes down, I guess the conditions get pretty good. So, you can have a little bit of fun out there, I guess. Depends what you want to do with it.
So, you've been playing around on the HF at all? I know before we talked to you, you got your radio, and we were just starting to play a little bit. I think of HF radio, too, but I
sure what happened with that one there. It fell right out, and all I could hear was static. I couldn't even make out what you're saying there. I don't know if you're moving around, if you said you're on a handheld, I believe.
Okay, I wasn't moving. I don't know if I'm just in a bad spot maybe or what, but can you hear me now?
A lot better. That's nice and clear there. Whatever you did.
I was just asking, I think one of the last times we talked to you, I just got a HF radio. I was just asking if you've been playing around with that much at all. I picked one up myself and haven't had too much time to mess around with it, but I was thinking about hooking something up tonight and see what I can do.
I thought about doing that this evening myself, but I didn't get a chance to do it. Maybe tomorrow evening. I got a dipole up in the backyard, and it's up about 35 feet or so. It's on a slope, end fed. I haven't been out in a month and a half or so, but yeah, I probably should get out there before the weather starts getting cold. I'll have to reconfigure it so I can bring it inside then when the weather starts cooling off.
Yeah, no, I told myself I was going to get an antenna outdoor set up this summer and haven't quite finished that project yet, so we'll see. Guess we got a little more time. The weather's kind of holding out on us now, but I don't know. We'll get something. At least I got some wires I can throw up for temporary use anyway.
Just get set up before the cold sets in and bring the radio inside. I've been playing on a deck with the HF, but that's fun. I just haven't done it for a little while. The last few times that I did get out there, it was like nothing. You hook everything up, and 10 meters is dead. So that's part of the reason why I haven't played with it lately. I guess you got the timing's got to be right. Every time I got out was like afternoon, later afternoon, and it was quiet.
10 meter. Yeah, I guess from what I understand, it's mostly a kind of a daytime band. But yeah, that's I still only have the tech too, so I guess that's all we have in the HF realm as far as transmitting. I always can listen on the other stuff, but. Yeah, I'll get around to doing the general eventually. How about you? Did you get your general yet, or are you still working on that?
Kid, I was about halfway through on the studying, and then just got too busy doing things. I guess when the weather cools off a little bit, it'll be less busy on the outdoors, and then I can probably finish it off there. No, but I haven't wrote the test yet for that. That's the next mission. Get it done within the next month or so anyways, hopefully.
Yeah, I gotta figure that one out. When I took the tech, I missed the general by one question. So I was right there anyway, but it's been a while since I even looked at the material. So who knows, I probably should brush up a little bit and then just give it a go.
You write them both at the same time, did you?
Yeah, I took the tech test with the Hazel Park Club over at the Oak Park Community Center about a year and a half ago, and then I took the general right along with it, and like I said, just missed by one, but oh well. No rush anyway, I just got the HF radio anyway, so plenty of time to mess around and get to the next level.
Only missed by one, you're right there then, it won't take too much. Brush up a little bit and you only got to focus on one test then, not two. Quite a bit to do it all at once, but I guess it's better to try that way anyways. Hopefully you got them both, but. If you got the first one, you definitely get the second one, no problem. Then that opens up a whole lot of other frequencies you could be on. I know the 40 meters, every time I turn that thing on, the 40 meters is always somebody on there.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. It's like a lot of people on the HF and the digital modes and stuff, you get on some of these local repeaters and it's just crickets, but at GMRS is, you know, there's a lot of people at least popping in and out doing radio checks or a quick conversation.
One thing about the GMRS, there's always somebody out here you key it up, somebody's going to come back to you for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, hey, I'm going to get back inside. I came out here taking the trash out and picking up a couple things. But, yeah, good chatting with you for a minute here. So, WRNW, I think it is 329. This is WRVV525. Nick, over here in Southfield. You have a good night, and we'll catch you next time.
Nick, it's a pleasure talking to you for sure. We'll do it again next time. Have yourself a fine evening. Hopefully a better day tomorrow. WRNW 329, we're clear and listed.
Great. Great, you got a copy on Lorain, Ohio?
Hey, we got you, Lorain, Ohio. WRVV525, how you doing down there tonight?
I hope you're talking to me. This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio. Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 in Lorain, Ohio.
Yeah, Dan in Lorain, Ohio. WSDQ. Can't remember the numbers, but I got you here. How you doing tonight?
Good. It's 816. By the way, the first personal here is Dan. I'm about two blocks from the lake here in Lorain, and I'm not sure what repeater I'm hitting. I usually hit the Detroit repeater.
Yeah, if you're on 625, you're hitting the Detroit, which is connected kind of all up and down the state of Michigan. I'm on the Detroit as well myself here. I'm in Southfield, Michigan, right on the north border of Detroit, 8 Mile and Southfield Freeway.
Are you using HP or a mobile radio?
I'm on HT at the moment.
Yeah, I can't really get on it. On an HT, there's no repeaters around me, but, I mean, I have one, but it's, that one doesn't go very far. It goes about 10 miles because it's in the woods.
Okay, I mean, 10 miles isn't too bad when you're in the woods, you know, that the foliage will suck up the UHF, but, yeah, I guess, I don't know, the lake and the bank conditions are helping you out tonight with the mobile.
Yeah, at least with the lake, you don't have anything in your way, you know, nothing blocks you there. By the way, I'm an old retired railroad engineer. Are you still working?
I am still working. I'm in the health and safety field, keep people safe out there.
Yeah, I've been retired. I've been retired since 04, and my big thing was CB radio on sideband, but I figured I'd try, you know, this GMRS stuff, and it seems pretty interesting.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of blowing up right now. I personally just got into it about a year and a half ago. Started reading about shortwave radio and listening to shortwave radio, and then got in, you know, with reading about ham radio and GMRS, and got the ham and GMRS licenses at the same time, and playing around with it ever since. Hey, Tim, you still over there? WRNW329, you want to join in with Lorain, Ohio?
He must have got out of there.
So did you, being a railroad guy, I'm sure you guys use radios on the railroads, right?
Yeah, it was right in this frequency range, too. Let me see, it was 461. That's real close to this frequency range.
Okay, yeah, I know I checked, like, radioreference.com for, like, just radio frequencies around. I think I did look at some railroad stuff, but,
Hi, sir.
Yeah, I've got two old railroad radios sitting over here. I got to find somebody that can... get the EMRS tuned into them.
Well, I'm pretty sure a lot of these, you know, like a lot of the, you know, cheaper Chinese radios, you can open up the transmit frequencies enough where you could probably still transmit on radio or the railroad frequencies. Not that you necessarily want to do that, but I'm sure you can listen in on them anyway.
Well, I live right here by the Norfolk Southern tracks, and I talked to some of my buddies already that was coming through.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, you got the golden ticket. You got you know, the experience, you know, how to communicate on those frequencies, and you got the friends too, so that's a good deal.
Yep. My son used to work, well, he still works on the railroad. He works over in Cleveland at that steel mill over there in Cleveland. They call it the Cliff, and He used to be my boss on the railroad.
That's got to be a little awkward. Your son being the boss, you ever have to straighten you up?
Well, actually, he took it too easy on me, and I had to tell him to quit that, you know, because that didn't look good. Yeah, he was a train master.
Yeah, I'm sure that's tough work. I know, I've been, you know, hearing they've had, you know, all their contract disputes recently, and they're trying to constantly cut the crews down and everything like that, only one or two-man crews for however many mile long train. So I'm sure the industry's changed quite a bit since you got into it.
Well, what they're doing now is they're making the trains longer and longer and eliminating the crews. They've gotten rid of a lot of the guys in the car shops and everything else, and they're just making the trains longer and longer to get rid of the train crews.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense. Longer train and less of a crew, but yeah, it seems like that's a recipe for disaster in the long run.
Did you hear that Brunswick repeater come in there, right there?
No, I did not hear any other station in there.
Okay, just came on my end then. Yeah, they, you know, instead of having three different trains, what they do is they make the train three times longer and just have a two-man crew on that. That's why they're having more derailments, you know, with the cars coming off the track.
Yeah, from what I hear, they're barely even allowing, like, a sick day or anything. They're working them crazy hours. That's a tough time to be a railroader.
Well, my son's got it pretty good over at the steel mills. He just, he just makes a move every once in a while, and the rest of the time he goes and watches TV. So he's got it pretty well made over there at that steel mill.
Yeah, I guess if you're working in staying in a one yard, you're just kind of hooking up a few cars and disconnecting them here and there, and that makes sense. But yeah, I guess it's the guys for the long haul that are taking the brunt of it.
Yeah, I remember when he was over the road, when he first started at Norfolk Southern, he was gone so much that he didn't have time to cash his checks. They'd give him checks, and he'd put four or five checks in a drawer in his bedroom and didn't have time to cash them.
Wow, that's quite a problem to have. No time to cash the checks.
Well, he was living at home. He didn't have no real expenses. So, his money was just saving up. But I told him, you only got so long before, so long for them checks to be good. So, I told him better cash them all when you get a chance. You know, that was back then when he was in his 20s. He hasn't got too much longer before he retires. He should get a real good retirement. He's always worked the railroad, even though he's worked a lot of different railroads. Their railroad retirement follows them wherever they go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true. That's one thing I heard about the railroads. That's one of the few industries that still maintains that pension system, whatever, a good retirement. So that's very nice. He's got that to fall back on. Must have been back in the days before you could just take a picture of your check with your phone too. Now you don't even got to worry. You don't even got to go to the bank. You can just scan it with your phone, and it's right there in your account.
Yeah, that was before all that. He's in his 40s now. When he started, he was in his early 20s, and he's been working on. Well, he's worked for a lot of different railroads. Some of them, he was a boss. The one that I was at, he was a boss, and that's the one. He was my boss. And that was in a steel mill.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, he's right around my age, probably then too. I'm 41, so he's probably right around, right about the same as me.
Yeah, he's making good money over there. He's making over $50 an hour, and I never made anything like that. Back when I was working, I was only making like $10 an hour at the steel mill over there. you know, over here in Lorain, and he's making over $50 an hour. I wish I could have made some of that big money.
Yeah, you and me both. I'm not doing it quite that well myself either, but hey, you know, he put in the work. That's tough work on the railroad, so he deserves it.
Yeah, I got in an accident at the railroad, and I got fired. I didn't even get my retirement from over there. I mean, I got Social Security from some of my other jobs, but I didn't get that big retirement. I got a little bitty retirement.
Oh, that's no good. Didn't you have a union to go to bat for you or something? You got injured and they blamed it on you and just let you go? Is that how it went?
Well, I was, I had a lot of medical issues, and for years I was out. For about 6 years I wasn't working, you know, I was out on medical, and they just decided they were supposed to give everybody a big bonus check, and they decided before they gave the bonus out to me that they would just fire me so I wouldn't get it.
Oh, that's no good. Something sounds a little fishy there. I'm assuming that was not when your son was in the management team.
Yeah, actually, that's what he was. He was my boss at that time, but we was working for the steel mill, so it wasn't exactly the same as working for Norfolk Southern or some of the other ones.
Okay, yeah, that's the twisted politics of railroads and industry. I don't know. Sounds like you got the short end of the stick, but at least you got something going on. It sounds like you're doing okay. You got some kind of cushion fall back on.
Yeah, I got a little bitty retirement. I actually bought this house while I was off work on temporary total disability, and I didn't even have a job for sure at that time, and I bought this house, you know, it's a four-bedroom house. And it has been foreclosed on, and I was lucky. I got a roof over my head now. The payment was next to nothing, so I made out good on the house.
Your son, hopefully it'll help you out too, not leave you hanging out there. I know I'm in that situation where I gotta be looking out for my parents. I'm the only child, gotta watch out for both of them, so hopefully he's got your back on that.
Yeah, he just recently gave us a real nice car, a Fusion. And that's a beautiful car. He gave it to us, and I sold my old one for $2,800. I at least gave him $2,800, you know, rather than, you know, him not get anything for it.
Well, that's good, yeah. Here in North Station Key up in there, I don't know if you heard anything there, but anyone else trying to get in the conversation here? WRVV525.
Yeah, I hear somebody keying up every once in a while, but I haven't heard anybody say anything.
Yeah, that happens a fair amount on this repeater system anyway. People just trying to test if the radio hits the repeater or just playing around or who knows what, but whatever. It's all good.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. All these people bought these GMRS radios and they're afraid to talk on them. I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah, that's true. You get a lot of people, I'm sure there's plenty of people listening, and they'll key up, maybe do a radio check here and there, but don't want to get in too much. I mean, it goes both ways, I guess. You know, maybe we're not supposed to be clogging up the repeater talking forever, but that's kind of what it's there for, so who knows. To each their own, I guess.
Well, I haven't heard too many people on here. I mean, if somebody wants to get in, they can break in. We'll try to leave them a space, but a lot of people are afraid to just say hello or whatever, you know, just because they never did it before. They're afraid to get in on a conversation or something. You know, we're just regular people, and I just started this GMRS stuff. I got my license a couple weeks ago.
Frank? Okay, yeah, there you go, brand new. That's good. That's good. Good for you getting out there. Anybody else want to join in? Now's the time. Throw it out there. Throw your call out. This is WRVV525, Nick in Southfield, Michigan.
Go ahead, Breaker.
Yeah, this is WRPB448, Groveland Township. This is Kurt. Dan, we spoke the other night. You were also speaking with Sheboygan County Bob. Over.
Hello. Hello, Kurt. How you doing? I was hoping you'd get in here. Me and Bob had a big conversation the last time that I was able to get across, you know, to Michigan over there.
Yeah, copy that. I remember very well listening to that. That was a fascinating conversation. I don't have any life stories as interesting as the two of you. Over.
I'm sure you got some too. Everybody's got some if they think about it.
How about the Renaissance Festival? You say Groveland Township, that's up there near the Renaissance Festival, right?
That would be correct. I'm right across the street from it, actually, next to the Holly State Park. We don't really do the Renaissance Festival anymore. Kind of a money trap. And then trying to make a left turn on Dixie is about impossible. Over.
I hear you on that. Yeah, it's definitely a money trap, but it's a good time to go now and again. I've been thinking about going up there this year, but I'm sure, yeah, if you're right across the street, it gets a little bit annoying. The tourists coming into your quiet community. so I feel you on that one.
Yeah, we have the Apple Festival and the Cherry Festival and the Corn Festival, all them good festivals. I don't know, I haven't gone to one of those in a long time, but last time I went, it's pretty cool, you know, going to them.
It's been beautiful weather. I mean, anyone that does go couldn't ask for better weather. It gets really bad at the Renaissance Festival after a lot of rain. I mean, to the point where you can't even walk around without falling down. So the weather is just so perfect for it. Over.
Yeah, so there's like a lot of festivals going on this weekend. I've got a plan to go to a few tomorrow in Romulus, the Parade of Lights. Well, I got a buddy of mine lives down there by the airport. And then they got the Funky Ferndale Art Festival. And then there's Art in the Park in Clarkston. So I'm thinking of hitting all those three up at some point this weekend.
Clarkston, eh? That's a stone throw away from me. I ride my bike in Clarkston quite often. Over.
Yeah, right downtown in Depot Park, Saturday and Sunday, they're going to have a bunch of vendors and food and whatnot. My aunt has a hand in organizing some of that stuff, so I'm going to pay a visit and yeah, have a good time. That's I went to high school out there in Clarkston, actually, so I don't get up there all that much. But, yeah, take a trip there, and should be a good weekend.
Sounds like fun. I might have to make an appearance there. I don't know what I'm going to end up doing. I've just been relaxing a lot lately, enjoying the weather. Over.
Might get to see some of your old school buddies up there.
Yeah, that's probably likely. I'll run into somebody I recognize at least. So maybe we should get this in a little more order. So I think is it Kurt or Kirk? I didn't quite catch that station up there in Groveland. Pass it off to you.
Yeah, my name would be Kurt, and it's K-U-R-T. Yeah, I'm Groveland Township. I can look out my driveway and across the lakes in the park, and Mount Holly is right there, and the Renaissance Festival is obviously next door to that, and on the other side of it is the new Holly ORV park. Over.
Yeah, I need to write some of these names and numbers down, but I'm going blind, and I can write, but I write over top of everything, and my wife tries to sort it out for me, but I have trouble, you know, with losing my eyesight. It's tough to write anything down.
Okay, yeah, that's a tough one. I got the eyesight problems, but for me it's trouble seeing stuff that's far away. I see it, but it's just blurry, so I gotta wear the glasses for that. I think I heard another station in there. It was a little bit static and you couldn't quite make it out, but if there was another station, go ahead. Okay, not hearing anyone else in there, so We'll pass it back to Kurt. K-U-R-T, Kurt.
Copy that. Yeah, I did hear that break, too. It sounded more like a woman's automated voice, maybe attached to a repeater. Not quite sure. That's what it sounded like to me. Over.
WSP8-880, Monson. Two parts of your conversation there.
Okay, somebody doubled with Dan there. I think it was like WSJ something maybe. WSJ station out there. Come again.
WSVH380. I was trying to hit you guys with a repeater. I'm sorry, with a HT. But I couldn't do it.
Are you on your big radio now?
Yeah, I got mobile rig in the house running on the power supply and a mobile magnet mount on the screen. I can hit the receiver pretty good with it.
Well, that's a good deal. If you can do it like that, I've got a base antenna up about 20 feet, and I couldn't hit much of anything if I didn't have a base antenna and this base radio.
I copy that, Dan. I've talked to you before. I'm Nick from Hazel Park.
How's it going, Vic?
Well, I had a doctor's appointment today, and I got through that with no bad news, so I guess I'm okay.
Yeah, we need to leave space so somebody can get in there. I forget about it sometimes and take up all the space, but we got to leave a little room.
You kind of faded out then, Dan. I don't know if you're under mine, but I didn't get a real good copy on that.
I hate when that happens. I got the wrong microphone on this thing, and I never know how close to get to the mic. But I said we got to leave a little space for people to jump in here.
Copy that. I'm one of those quiet ones that doesn't talk too much. There's a lot of listeners. All right. But the SP8-380 is standing by.
That 380 station, where are you transmitting from? This is WRVV525 Southfield, Michigan.
Yeah, I'm in Hazel Park. I'm at the pretty close to the intersection of 696 and I-75.
I better identify. This is WSGQ816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, Hazel Park, that's even just straight east of me, basically, then I'm over here near 8 Mile and Southfield Freeway, Southfield.
Yeah, copy that. Did you say your first person was Nick?
Yeah, that's correct. Nick, N-I-C-K, Nick.
Same thing here. My first person was Nick.
All right, please make your acquaintance, Nick in Hazel Park.
Same here. Excuse me. Did you say you took the tech test and the general test at the same time in Oak Park?
Yeah, I did. When you take the tech test, when you pass the tech, you can go ahead and just take the general for the same, you know, save $15 and try your luck.
Yeah, I did the same thing back in August, except I dropped the general. That was a whole different world for me. I kind of breezed through the tech test. So I got up on my high horse and tried the general. I just failed that move.
Yeah, from what I understand, a lot of people will get maybe half right on the general if they take it. But I had done a little bit of extra studying for the general ahead of time. Not a ton, but. Almost made it, but that's all good. I'll get it next time.
Yeah, you need to just keep doing those practice tests, and that should help out quite a bit.
Yeah, I haven't really touched one since I took the test, so I'll get around to it eventually. Maybe once it starts getting cold out, less stuff to do out and about. We'll see. Kurt, you still around up there? You mess around with the ham stuff at all, or are you just doing the GMRS?
Oh, I'm studying for the general, for the ham general.
WRPB 448, this is Kurt. Funny you should mention that, as my neighbor who is a ham was over today, and we recommitted myself to studying for my technicians. Over.
I got to take my test in Braille.
There you go. I'm sure they can make some accommodations for you. You gotta have that. I know they make radios and stuff that are a little more accessible now. So they gotta help you out with the test for that.
I'm not that worried about it. I was just trying to be funny.
First, you keep that studying, that knowledge, that tech test is definitely attainable. I'm 81 years old, and I did it.
Copy that. Thank you for the vote of confidence here. I've always just been really bad at taking tests. But, yeah, I recommitted myself today. My neighbor gave me a study guide. All I gotta do is apply myself, and I'll be good. Over.
Copy that. All right, gentlemen, it's been nice talking to you. It's WSTA-380, and I'm gonna get back to the football game.
All right, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. Stay crazy.
Yes, have a good night, 380. Over.
Yeah, likewise, have a good night. I think I'm going to back out myself here. I was trying to back out a little while ago and then got caught up in the conversation. So both of you gentlemen, Dan and Kurt, have a good night. Again, this is WRVV 525, Nick in Southfield. We'll catch you both next time.
All right, Nick, you have a good one. Catch you later. 73, bye-bye. This is WSTU816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Yes, Nick. Pleasure to make your contact. You have a good night as well, hopefully in the near future. Dan, I will still sit on the frequency here for a couple more minutes, WRPB 448.
Yeah, I'll be around for a while. What time is it, by the way?
Sounds like you might be drifting out just a little bit. Come again?
Actually, what time is it? I have trouble knowing what time it is.
Stand by. I'm turning on my computer to see what time it is. I don't have a clock in my room. Hang on. Looks like it's just after 11 o'clock. Over.
Okay. I haven't hit my curfew time yet. When I hit my curfew time, the boss will come and get me, I guess.
Copy that. I'm going to sit on the side and monitor for a little bit, all right, Dan? With any luck, somebody else will happen by. But I'll be listening. Always good to speak with you. Glad you were able to get across the lake today. This is WRPB 448. Be standing by and monitoring and clear on your final.
All right. It's been nice talking to you. It's nice to get a group up and have a nice little conversation. So, you have a good one. We'll catch you later. This is WSCP 816, Dan in Lorain, Ohio. I'll be on the side for waiting for another contact. About it out there. Has anybody got a copy in Lorain, Ohio? This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio calling.
WRZF-865, we copy you, Lorain, Ohio.
It is sounding good into the Buckeye State. What's your location there?
Roger that. Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm up just north of Detroit. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater up here. So north of Sterling Heights, if you know any of those city names. Roger.
Roger that. I think I'm getting that repeater right there. I'm about 62 miles away.
Copy that. Yeah, I got you. There's a lot of static, but I can make it out. It's pretty cool to be able to talk to you from Lorain, Ohio, across the pond, as they say. So hope you're having a good night out there.
Yeah, you guys got a night around Michigan there. We don't have a setup like you guys have. I have to get all the way across the lake and get that repeater over there north of Detroit to get the call.
Copy that. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah, so I'm on Mount Clemens. I didn't know if you were hitting Detroit repeater or Mount Clemens repeater, but definitely pretty cool to pick you up. WRZF 865. Roger that. Yep, north of Detroit. Not sure how many miles, maybe, I don't know, 20 or 30 miles north of Detroit, something like that. It's on Mount Clemens repeater. That Mount Clemens city is kind of like on the coast of Lake St. Clair, out that way.
Copy that. I'm about 30 miles west of Cleveland, which is northeast of the island.
Roger that. Yeah, I actually, many years ago, played golf out in Lorain, Ohio. This is a long time ago. I don't remember the name of the course, but I've been through there a few times. Roger.
Roger that. I tried to play golf a little bit one time, and I got my back out of place, and I decided that golf was not the sport for me.
Yep, roger that. Well, hey, it's good talking to you. I'm at my destination here. My name is Tim, by the way, and the call sign is WRZF-865. And like I said, I'm at my destination, so I'll be clear on your final. Great talking to you.
All right, Tim. I'll add you to my list. I don't know if I'll be flying or not, sometimes I write everything down on paper, and my wife has to try to find it, you know, because I write over top of everything. All right, nice talking to you. I'll catch you later. This is Dan, WSBT 816, in Lorain, Ohio. Stay at 73 and bye-bye.
There's something going on out there. It's not a clear sounding here. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WRUG 88 clear.